It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're at 38 degrees in Effingham. That's off a morning low of 32. We got to 57 yesterday and should beat that easily today, looking for a high of 67 today. But the winds are really going to pick up. They're looking at wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour today, so be mindful of that. We'll double-check the forecast for the weekend at the close of our look at news. We had told you about the polar plunge this last week at Lake Sarah. Premier Broadcasting was a gold sponsor, and we had a lot of fun out at the lake on Saturday. But we also have a new total as far as the money raised. Now, the information from Vanessa Duncan at Special Olympics is that $45,590 was raised for local Special Olympics Illinois athletes. So, thanks to everybody who contributed and everybody who had a part to play in the polar plunge this past weekend. New tariffs announced by President Trump Thursday could add uncertainty to Illinois' budget. Capital News Illinois reports Trump plans to implement tariffs on products from Mexico and Canada. That'll start Tuesday. Those countries are two of Illinois' largest trading partners. Governor Pritzker's proposed budget is based on economic projections that take into account Trump's tariffs and assume revenue will grow in the coming fiscal year. It's unknown whether new tariffs could change consumer behavior. The director of Pritzker's budget office also says there could be an uptick in tax payments in April. That could also change the state's revenue forecast. HSHS St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital's Board of Directors includes local community members whose talents, experience, and passion assist St. Anthony's leadership in meeting area health care needs. Two new members to the board have been announced, Chuck Daters of Totopolis and Joseph Emmerich of Effingham. Chuck Daters came to the board after 15 years at Dietrich Bank, serving nine of those as CEO. Prior to that, Daters gained operations and human resources experience through his long tenure at Consolidated Communications, and he, of course, has served on many area boards. Meanwhile, Joe Emmerich's professional work history includes 47 years at John Boozen Company, working his way up from a factory-level worker to CEO. Although now retired from full-time work, he serves as chairman of the board for John Booz and is a part of many boards in the area, and also has gone into ministry. He's an ordained deacon with the Diocese of Springfield and has ministered in several area parishes, including Sacred Heart, Annunciation, and St. Anthony of Padua, where he currently ministers. In addition to those new members of the hospital board, current members include Dr. Eric Blummer, Jean Ann Hyland, Carrie Rodman, Dr. Lana Schmidt, Allie Weber, and Karen Witt. Stoustraw school board members finalized their administrator plans for the next few years at this week's meeting. Superintendent Justin Daters is departing the district at the end of the school year to go to work in the regional education office. The school board has decided that current high school principal and athletic director Cody McCollum will become superintendent. McCollum has some licensing to complete, though, to finalize his taking over the position. The board hired Kenny Schwengel as interim superintendent for the coming school year. Schwengel handled Stoustraw's superintendent duties in the past. Meanwhile, McCollum will serve as high school principal and athletic director for the coming school year, as assistant superintendent for the 26-27 year, and as superintendent beginning with the 27-28 school year. The Stoustraw's board also gave grade school principal Penny Hill a contract for the coming three school years. The board also accepted Shane Smith's resignation as varsity boys basketball coach, took action on a number of other coaching positions. They also approved Heritage Builders for renovations to the west entrance of the school complex and also approved hiring Ballinger Concrete for work to extend the front parking lot. They also approved the fee schedule and the school calendar for the coming school year, and they set May 18th as the final day for the year. That will include junior high promotion at 1:30 and high school graduation at 3 o'clock. Daters also updated board members on the sewer project and the bus barn project. Speaking of schools, Totopolis Grade School reminds that today is the final day for kindergarten pre-registration for the coming school year. You're encouraged to phone the Totopolis Grade School office. Pre-registration will be open through today, so an opportunity to get signed up for the new year. The Totopolis Grade School staff is ready to help you with any information you might have. And to register, contact the Totopolis Grade School office. That number, 217-857-3232. A housing shortage and rising prices has one Illinois senator working to make home ownership more affordable for first-time buyers. Capital News Illinois reports a new bill could let people buying houses for the first time save for a down payment with a tax-deductible savings account. The accounts would allow up to $5,000 a year in tax deductions for single account holders. Joint accounts would be able to get up to $10,000 a year. Accounts could be open for up to 10 years, with single accounts having a deduction limit of $25,000. Joint accounts would have a $50,000 limit. The bill's currently in the Senate Revenue Committee. And Illinois has spent more than $1.6 billion on a pair of health coverage programs for non-citizens. That's the word from a new state audit. Governor Pritzker's administration vastly underestimated both costs and enrollment in the programs as they were set up over 3 years, beginning in 2020. The audit found that 6,000 people enrolled in the programs had Social Security numbers, despite being classified as undocumented. Some of those people could have signed up for Medicaid or bought coverage from the Affordable Care Act's insurance marketplace. Pritzker last week proposed defunding the larger of the two programs aimed at non-citizens ages 44 to 64. A reminder again from the state regarding voting in the April 1st consolidated municipal general election. The election's still a month or more away, but the voter registration as far as early voting is now underway. Plus, online voter registration is now open through March 16th through the Illinois State Board of Elections website. So, several ways to get ready. And we'll remind those of you who'd like to get a hook in the water that when anglers purchase an Illinois fishing license, they're paying for more than fishing privileges for the year. They're investing in conservation, education, and economic activity all over the state. Illinois fishing licenses go on sale tomorrow for the 2025 season. So get ready. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast for the weekend in 2 minutes.
It's winter clearance time, and that means big sales throughout W.S. Broom's 40,000 square foot furniture showroom. Recliners are priced from $399, sofas from $599, and reclining sofas from only $899. Save on bedroom, dining room, and family room furniture. Save on closeouts, one-time buys, and manufacturer specials. Buy more and save more during Broom's winter clearance sale. W.S. Broom Furniture, a family tradition since 1885 in downtown Effingham.
It's what we do. Bank on learning more. But what does it mean? At Land of Lincoln Credit Union, our members matter, and that's why we promote financial freedom regardless of whatever lifestyle event comes your way. Our staff will personally work with you to find the best outcome, whether it is helping you repair your credit or creating a budget for that new home or auto. Become a member today by simply living or working in one of our 26 counties. Federally insured by the NCUA. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. We love to sell cars. We have a lot full of vehicles to choose from. Pick one out and enjoy the easy process, a quick trade appraisal, and we will quickly get you great numbers. I understand that everyone is busy and I respect your time. Did I mention we love to sell vehicles? So we will do our best to earn your business. You will see how easy it is to be a Northside customer. Thank you for your business from everyone at Northside Ford.
Hello, I'm Sherry Hain, principal of Totopolis Grade School, and we currently have kindergarten pre-registration open for the 25-26 school year. Just a reminder, today is the deadline to enroll your little one in our kindergarten program. We can't wait to welcome a new class of eager young learners. To register, call the Totopolis Grade School office at 217-857-3232. Have questions? We're happy to help. Just give us a call. We look forward to starting this new journey with you.
A look at deaths on this Friday. Bertha Mae Westendorf, 90, of Dietrich, died during the noon hour on Thursday. Funeral services for Bertha Mae Westendorf will be this Tuesday the 4th at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church at Island Grove. A visitation for family and friends will be from 9:30 to 11 Tuesday morning. That'll be in the St. Joseph Parish Center before the Mass at the church. And Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich is assisting. Nancy Jo Babs, 71, of Neoga, had died back on February 4th. A graveside service for Nancy Jo Babs will be this Monday, the 3rd, at 11 a.m. That'll be at Riverside Cemetery in Newton. Meyer Funeral Home, the Bishop Chapel of Greenup, is assisting. Lawrence Paul Carey, 88, of Effingham, died on Thursday. Lawrence, longtime teacher and coach in the Totopola School District, and also AD at Sacred Heart, and just a lot of responsibilities through the year, but a lot of fun. Funeral services for Lawrence Carey will be this Monday morning at 10 o'clock at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation for Lawrence will be from 4 to 7 Sunday evening at St. Anthony Church, followed by a Knights of Columbus Rosary and a Fourth Degree service. Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Ruth L. Shadwell, 102, of Effingham, died on Monday the 24th. Funeral services for Ruth Shadwell will be this Tuesday, the 4th, at 2 p.m. at Centenary United Methodist Church in Effingham. There will be an hour's visitation for Ruth from 1 to 2 on Tuesday. That'll be at the church. Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Clarence Habing, 86, of Watson, died on Tuesday. A memorial visitation for Clarence Habing will be Monday evening, the 3rd, from 5 to 7. That'll be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Todd Wilson, 57, of Ingraham, died on Wednesday night. Funeral arrangements for Todd Wilson are pending at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Donna Loreen Wills, 85, of Beecher City, died on the 26th. Funeral services for Donna Loreen Wills will be this Sunday at 2 o'clock at Lockhart Green Funeral Home in Beecher City. There will be an hour's visitation from 1 to 2 on Sunday. Matthew Wayne Burke, 54, of Newton, died Wednesday afternoon. Funeral arrangements for Matthew Wayne Burke are pending at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Funeral services for Jeremiah Stice, 4-year-old son of Philip and Hannah Stice of Effingham, formerly of Herrick, will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Christ Tabernacle Church in Herrick. Visitation for Jeremiah Stice will be from 5 to 7 tonight at the church in Herrick. A memorial service for 68-year-old John David Lewis of Greenup will be Saturday at 12 noon at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. Visitation for John David Lewis will be from 10 to noon Saturday morning. Funeral services for Eldon Galloway, 86, of Newton, will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Scott Avenue Christian Church in Newton. Visitation for Eldon Galloway is from 5 to 7 tonight at the church. Visitation for 70-year-old Mark Van Dyke of Yorkville, Illinois, will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by a memorial service at 10:30. That'll be at Old Union Church near Louisville for Mark Van Dyke. Here's a look at our forecast today. A warm and windy day. Sunny skies, high of 67, and breezy. Winds from the south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. They're going to shift to the west-southwest at 20 to 25 miles an hour this afternoon. Winds could gust to 40 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 30, and winds from the northwest at around 15 miles an hour, but gusting to 25 miles an hour. Then Saturday, mostly sunny, a high just of 40, and winds gusting to 20 miles an hour from the north-northwest. Sunny and 40 again on Sunday. Then we might see some rain on Monday, and then we'll be back into the warmer conditions for Tuesday and on this coming week. Currently in Effingham, off morning low of 32 and yesterday's high of 57, we are at 38 degrees. Wind chill now, it's a little brisk, a little more brisk outside, so we're at 33 as far as the wind chill. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.